Commentator Quincy Mosby of Youth Radio is a teenager who did get left behind for a while.
It's 3 o'clock on a Wednesday. Any other kid is in school, but I'm sleeping on the couch at home. My mother comes into the living room and tells me exactly what I'm doing wrong. This happens every day for 3 months. The whole time I'm thinking, how did I get here? For the first half of high school, I was an excellent student. But starting junior year, my grades began to slip. Procrastination got the better of me, and I didn't turn in a single assignment for legal studies, one of my favorite classes. Finally, on the last day, I handed in a stack of work. My teacher asked a lot of questions about my home life. I told her what I had been telling everyone. Nothing was wrong. I just needed to do better and pay more attention in class. At that point, that's what I really believed. But there were other factors, like the kids who stole from me or didn't bother waiting till my back was turned to tear me apart. It's easier to take insults when you're not around to hear them. So I started cutting. And when you're getting up in age, you realize there's a world outside your house. A lot of my friends started cutting class and ditching years before I did, but I caught up. Eventually, it got to the point where even the guys I was cutting with were like, "Dude, don't you have a class this period? Why are you out here?" My mom always used to talk to me about problems with other kids that she thought were holding me back from being the student that she knew I could be. She eventually made me see the school counselor. He tried to help me the best he could, but in the end, all our talks couldn't stop me from failing. Come senior year, I wasn't going to school at all. Dealing with teachers and getting work done is tiresome. There's something liberating about leaving school whenever you want. Everyone thought I was on drugs, but I wasn't. Teachers would say he had so much potential. What happened to him? It's like after you've lost a schoolyard fight, you've got blood on your face, and you just got your butt kicked, and someone says, "What happened?" But eventually, that question was asked by someone I couldn't avoid. Daniel was like an older brother from the time I entered high school. When he asked what happened, I felt I owed him an answer, and his caring motivated me to want to do better. That was about a year ago. Now, I'm finally turning my life around. And it's not as hard as laying on the couch at 4 in the afternoon after a fresh scolding from my mother. Once I decided I needed direction, it was easy to envision a path for myself. I'm getting my high school diploma, and I'm writing and drawing, exploring my artistic talent. I'm not a failure. Not because I always succeed, but because I'm too much of a loser to stop trying until I win.
Commentator Quincy Mosby is 18 years old and lives in Oakland, California. His story was produced by Youth Radio. You can read Quincy Mosby's essay and hear other stories from Youth Radio at npr.org.